Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each episode, we count down our top five favorites in a different category, from movies and music to the totally random. Get ready to laugh and maybe even yell at our picks. Let's get into this week's High Five.
So, you've been watching the World Cup?
Of course. Yep.
U.S. is out now, obviously. But France.
Yeah, you know, I thought they would have had a better chance than the way they played. But, you know, it is what it is. Because I just feel like Belgium's an older team. They're kind of aging out. You know, a lot of their, like, big names are, you know, this is going to be their last World Cup and that kind of stuff. But, and they didn't even, I mean, they played, Belgium pretty much played their B squad.
Yeah,
for the most part.
De Bruyne didn't play.
They didn't. Bruyne didn't play. Lukaku came on later.
Yeah.
Doku didn't come on until late. So, yeah, I mean, they weren't playing, like, their best lineup.
Yeah.
So, and they still won.
Yeah, I mean, you could tell they were just saving them, bringing them
subs.
Obviously, and Doku, he's younger, but he's one of those quick players that plays with a lot of energy, and he can get gassed quick. So it makes sense to even have him come on late.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't even need him. I mean, obviously Lukaku had the ceiling, you know, game ceiling goal, but they didn't even need that. What they went
for?
That was the last goal, right?
Yeah. Yep. That was just the last gut
punch.
So
who are you rooting for now? I mean, you weren't rooting for the U.S. anyway, but who are you rooting for with who's left?
I mean, I'm still rooting for England.
Yep.
France. Well, I would love to see France win. At this point, to be honest with you, it's like anybody but Argentina is my feeling right now. That's kind of where I'm at. So, yep, I'd be happy with anybody as long as it's not Argentina again.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, as far as I always, when my team's not in, I want the underdogs to win, and I want a new champion. So
I still think France is going to win. I just don't see how they're not.
Yep. So, yeah, I'm still rooting for Norway.
It'd be cool to see. Yeah.
Yeah, they're fun, obviously.
Yep.
Who are they playing? They've got to play Argentina, right?
They play England.
England, that's right. I knew it was a team that I was rooting for otherwise.
Yeah, no, Argentina got, like, the easy route to the final, in my opinion. Yeah. So their side of the bracket's way easy, and... Yeah, because they have to play, I don't remember, who? Switzerland.
Switzerland, yeah, which Switzerland and Colombia, that was kind of like the, in my mind, that was kind of like the weakest game of the round of 16.
Yeah, and I mean, they haven't really played anybody tough. I mean, Egypt's relatively tough, but still not that.
Not a complete team.
I was surprised by that game, but they still won, so...
Yep.
I was pretty excited for a little bit there, thinking, oh, it might be it. But nope.
Cinderella run.
Yep.
Okay. So should we get into it? Should we do our episode?
Let's do it.
I'll kick us off since it's my topic. Welcome back to the High Five Podcast, where... your hosts Jay and Caleb. That's Caleb. I'm Jay. We list our five favorite items within ever-changing topics, and this week is no different. And this was my topic, and I chose to go with summer songs. So we're smack dab in the middle of summer. We're starting to realize, hey, we're closer. Probably to the end of the summer now, or we're starting to see those dates on the calendar.
Don't say that.
That signify the end of summer are not too far away from here. But we are in summer, and summer songs, like there are so many, like even growing up as a kid, like you can kind of place yourself with songs that you heard or you listened to a lot during the summer when you were kind of off school, you know, celebrating, enjoying your time with friends and family. And so you've got all these the soundtrack of your summers. And so, and obviously as adults, we don't have so much time off in the summer unless we take vacation. But like still, summer has its own feeling. And
for sure.
I thought it'd be fun to talk about songs that make us think about summer. So what what comes to mind, Caleb, when I talk about summer songs to you?
Yeah, so it's kind of like a like the vibe that they produce, which is usually kind of like a relaxing, chill kind of vibe, is usually what I go for a song. You know, nothing like, you know, heavy metal or crazy or anything like that. Just kind of a chill, mellow, like what summer should be or what summer was when you were a kid. That's kind of the, so it's more of a vibe than anything to me. And I wouldn't say necessarily that I always, you know, like I don't have like a summer playlist or anything, but I definitely like put on certain songs or albums that remind me or, you know, put me in kind of that relaxed, calm mood, especially, you know, if we're on vacation or, you know, sitting out in the hammock or something like that. You know, there's certain kind of artists and albums and things that kind of set that mood. So, yeah, what about for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, we have our, you know, some of this is a little different because our Disney playlists, you know, would sometimes maybe overlap into this, but not really, because like lately we don't really go to Disney in the summertime.
Sure.
So that it's a little different. So we're thinking more, you know, and obviously Vivian's 13 now, so like she's starting to listen to more, you know, adult music, you know, like, instead of listening to kids' music, which is a lot of times Disney music.
Sure.
But yeah, like, I love, we've talked about this in the past. I like any reason to put together a playlist. I like the vibe of a playlist, whatever it may be. I've talked about in the past, you know, I have Monday morning music where it's just like cynical and just like,
sure,
you know,
get you in the mood, right?
Wakes you up and gets you in the mood for just getting stuff done. But yeah, this is no different, summer. And so I decided I wanted it to have some kind of pop culture to it. So like songs that are popular or have been popular in the summer. Also songs that like make me feel like summer, sitting next to a pool, sitting on the beach somewhere. But then also, as I was putting together my list, I realized I could easily order this in a way, because I was having a hard time ranking them because they're all just kind of like their own.
Sure. Vibes.
And so I found that putting them in the order of I kind of built a stereotypical summer love story. So like you familiar with like the musical Grease, you know, like,
yeah.
So like you meet someone at the beginning of summer, you fall in love, you have this incredible few months together. And then there's this reality that starts to creep in that, you know, before too long, the summer's going to be over and you have to go your own separate ways. And so like, I decided to take these five songs and make them into like a story arc. Sometimes they're in the point of view of the man, sometimes they're in the point of view of the girl, but they do kind of tie together. So I'm hoping you'll go on this journey with me.
Hopefully I don't fall in love though, right?
Well, if you do,
with you, yeah, right.
You're gonna have to figure it out by the end of summer.
It can just be a summer fling. It's okay.
All right. So since this was, do you have anything else you want to say to respond to that or before we jump into our top fives?
No, I do not have a story arc to mine. It's again, it's more about a vibe for me. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. So my number five is Intentions by Justin Bieber featuring Quavo. I'm just gonna start playing these songs when we introduce them. So here it is. Oh, it's probably a little hot there. Can you hear that?
Yep.
Yeah, so this is the opening chapter of my love story that takes, you know, the summer. Justin Bieber is very known for singing songs like this, where it's, you know, just like the relationship begins with optimism and genuine, you know, genuine intentions. And he's singing about, you know, appreciating someone and intentionally pursuing them. So this is like the seeking part. Either the one person's got to go after the other person. So this is, you know, hoping that it's not just a fling, feeling, enjoying, you know, the chase sort of situation. And so every great summer story starts when someone decides to take a chance. So this is that song personified.
Taking the chance.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So that's Justin Bieber, Intentions.
The Biebs.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Biebs has shown up on a lot of your lists of songs.
I love Bieber.
You think so?
Yeah. And I didn't really like Bieber too much when he first became popular, when he was kind of like
you like a teenager. Probably older Bieber, right? A little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, I like his older stuff now, but I like a lot of his, I like more of his new music.
Yep.
You know, very more relatable for me.
Not baby is not relatable for you.
I mean, I love this song, but
I know.
Yeah.
it's not relatable though, right?
Yeah.
So my number five, this is actually my favorite Taylor Swift song of all of her songs, and it comes from her 2014 album 1989. And the song is Clean. And again, for me, this song just has kind of that summer chill vibes. And I don't know, I really dig this song. Like I said, this is by far my favorite Taylor Swift song of all she's done. And it's just kind of, it's got that nice summer kind of hangout. I just imagine, you know, sitting on the beach or grilling out or whatever. This song just has that vibe to me. So,
Yeah, I mean, love the lyrics too. You think about it, it's not like this lyrics aren't necessarily like summer song, but like the sound of it, it's got that vibe of a chill song.
Yeah, definitely lyrically wise. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, kind of about breakup more or less. Which most of her songs seem to be. But I don't know. There's just something about this song. It just gets me in a good mood, gets me just kind of relaxed. And it just puts me in that summer vibe. So
nice.
Yeah. It's not even the lyrics that necessarily do it. It's definitely the vibe of the song. So
there you have it. I like it. I like any chance to play a Taylor Swift song. So I'll take it.
Yeah, I figured I had to throw a Taylor Swift song in there somewhere, right? Sometime on my list.
My number four is Sally When the Wine Runs Out by Role Model. Do you know this song?
Not by title and name, but maybe when you play it, I might recognize it.
It's a country song.
Then no, I won't know it.
It's popular. It's like high on the charts.
Did I hear Sally?
Oh, we got someone coming in here. Yeah, come on in, Viv.
Sally.
Put the headphones on right here. You'll be able to hear what we're listening to. So, Vivian loves this song.
Hi, Viv.
She heard that we were talking about this song.
Yep.
So what do you have to say about Sally by Role Model?
So this plays through your speakers too? Like people can hear it outside of your headphones?
No, she heard me mention the name.
Got it. I thought she heard the song.
Do you know this song? No?
Nope.
It's popular right now. It only came out, I think, last year, right, Viv?
Yeah.
So what's your story of this song? You just want to come listen to us talk about it?
I remember. Okay. So like my favorite artist, Conan Gray, he is like friends with this guy. And when this guy performed at like a music festival, I think it was Coachella, but I don't remember. It was like something like that. He like came on stage wearing like a shirt that says "Wish I Were Sally," which is like obviously the song, but he also has a song in which he says "Wish I Were Heather," so it's like both of their songs like mixed together,
flirting with each other.
Yeah, and he came on stage and kissed him, and then he like flopped on the ground. It was really funny. But yeah, so love this song. Yeah,
it's a good song. It's a fun summer song.
This doesn't sound very country-y.
Would you call this country? I thought it was country.
Yeah,
like, he wears a cowboy hat.
That's true.
He wears a cowboy hat. That's all it takes.
That's all right. Okay, no fiddle, so that's Sally when the wine runs out. So I have to explain this chapter in the love story now. So, you know, the first chapter was, you know, the seeking, the taking the chance part. And so now we're in love. We're enjoying it. We're going to the bar. You know, summer romance is officially underway. You got your carefree nights, your chemistry, you're living in the moment. And then, you know, the phrase, you know, this is like the honeymoon phase. So like, this is where summer feels endless. And so there's kind of a couple comments in there where it's like, well, obviously it's when the wine runs out, you know, are you still going to love me when the wine runs out? So he's kind of hinting to maybe something coming, or, you know, hoping something that has happened in the past doesn't happen again. And so this is my number 4 in the second chapter of my summer love story.
Nice. Okay. Perfect. Oh, Vivian said that it stopped.
I know.
Yeah, sorry. We have to move on. We can't just stick on this one.
Darn it.
Yep. Okay, you want me to go to my number 4?
Oh, you can share yours. A different one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I thought that was the one you
wanted
to talk about.
Well, not like that's not like my main one. Like, I like that song, but...
Okay.
Okay.
So what is it?
Yeah. I was listening to my summertime playlist today, and I found "Doing Time" by Lana Del Rey again, and I was like, "Wow, this is very summery." So yeah.
Yep.
So "Doing Time" was famous by Sublime, right? Sublime. Yeah.
I think that's right. That sounds right.
Bradley Nowell. Bradley is the singer from Sublime, right? Yeah. We're gonna have to figure this out.
That sounds right to me. Yeah.
Hey Siri, what band was Bradley Nowell in?
You gotta ask. What's
the lead singer and guitarist of the ska punk band Sublime? He also played in his first band, Hogan's Heroes, when he was 16.
Yeah, we don't know Hogan's Heroes.
No, other than the TV show.
So, yeah.
Hogan's Heroes was a local band that Bradley Nowell played in when he was 16. Before he
thanks Siri.
You gave us no more information. You just reworded it. Okay. So
cool. Good choice.
That's a good one, Viv.
Bye.
Lana Del Rey might show up later on my list. Okay. So we love Lana in our house. You're up.
Yep, my number 4. So when I think of summer songs, some of my artists, I could have done most of their songs and albums. It definitely for me is one of my go-tos when it comes to summer listening. And that artist is Jack Johnson. So like I said, it was really hard to kind of narrow down or pick my favorite Jack Johnson song. But this to me is like when it comes to vibes and summers and just kind of happy, get you in a good mood. It's from 2001, his Brushfire Fairy Tales album, and it's Bubble Toes. This song just makes me so happy and just is like, I don't know. It's just perfect, chill, relax, hang out on the beach. No worries, no cares. Just bubble toes. Yeah. I don't know. I just love this song. So,
yeah. I mean, yeah, Jack Johnson is like, if you had to associate one person with summer, like he's like the epitome of it.
For sure.
Did you know he used to be a competitive surfer?
I did know that. Yes. Yep.
He got
hurt. And then he got a bad injury and started making music. Well, they said he was making music the whole time, but like that's what made him really focus on music was injuries. So
love Jack Johnson.
So this song is so good. I just love this song. Nice. So happy.
It's a good song.
Yep.
Good song. Love it. My number three is Choosing Texas by Ella Langley. Do you know this song?
I don't recognize it.
This is also,
I like the vibe.
It's also really popular right now. So this is a country song, obviously. It's kind of got that feel of like an old George Strait type country song,
sure.
but it's from the vantage point of the girl, and you know, obviously this is not like this is not inventing something new. We've had women singers in country music for a long time, but it's just kind of like a newer version of it, and it's the next chapter of my love story. So this is the turning point, you know, where someone has to make a life decision. So the story of this song is this guy has a girlfriend, and the girlfriend is in Tennessee. The singer of the song is in Tennessee, and the other girl is in Texas. And so he's choosing Texas. You can tell.
Okay.
So, I mean, like you said, it's got a good vibe to it. I like this song. I like a good country song, and so this one fits that bill, and makes me think of summer. And the turning point of the love story is choosing Texas.
So I've noticed two country songs in a row. Would you say country is your genre for the summer a lot of times, or is it just more coincidence that it's been two country songs?
Yeah, I think these two songs are pretty, like, if you're listening to pop music right now, they're pretty undeniable. You can't not run into these songs if you're listening to popular music. Yeah. And because I have a 13-year-old daughter, we're listening to a lot of popular music. So.
Yeah. And it does, I mean, it definitely does seem like summer is a very popular topic to sing about in the country music, you know, drinking your beer, grilling, and you know, that kind of relaxing stuff. So that's I just was curious.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, I like a good country song, and so anytime I anytime I like a song like that and it fits the vibe of what I'm, you know, listing or you know, putting on a playlist, then it's gonna go there if it fits. I don't really like, I know genres exist, but like you should see
some
playlists. They're pretty eclectic.
Yeah, for sure.
But obviously they have to fit a vibe still, so that's the only criteria. So
anyway. Yeah, genre doesn't matter, vibe matters, right?
Yep.
So my number three, it's not the newest song on my list, however it is relatively new. But it is the newest song that I've kind of stumbled upon, and I just happened to kind of stumble upon it around the summertime. So for me, it's like a perfect summertime song. It also kind of gets me in a summertime mood. It's just kind of a fun, silly, happy song, which in my opinion is what summer's all about. Just being fun, being silly, enjoying, you know, the nice weather, all that kind of stuff. And this is from 2022, featuring Snoop Dogg, and it's Ben Rector's Sunday. So again, it's not a super new song, but I just stumbled across it listening to just some random songs on YouTube, or I mean on iTunes, and I just love the song. It's just a fun, happy song. So
featuring Snoop Dogg.
Featuring Snoop Dogg. Yep.
And they're singing about, I see Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A. Yep.
So good that
you make me feel so good.
Go ahead.
I'm in all my best clothes. So good that I don't care that Chick-fil-A's closed because the song's about Sunday and Chick-fil-A's closed on a Sunday. So
I got to show this song to Vivian because she loves Chick-fil-A and she's always pissed when I offer to take her to Chick-fil-A on Sundays and think.
Yeah, so one of the lines is, you got me feeling like Chick-fil-A is open on a Sunday, which is a Snoop line. So it's so good. It's such just a fun, great summer vibe song. So
I don't think I've ever heard this song.
Yeah. I hadn't either until like a month, 2 months ago, maybe. So I have like, you know, I listen to my radio station on Apple Music. And so it pulls kind of stuff that I just, you know, it uses its algorithm and pulls in things that are similar to songs that I listen to all the time. And this one came up. I was like, oh, dude, I got to listen to this song more and more. And I have been. And I just, it's for me, it's like a perfect summer song. So,
yeah, it's amazing. I'm just amazing that Ben Rector and Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, it's a crazy collab, man.
But it works. It works. All right.
You got me feeling like Chick-fil-A is open on a Sunday, just so you know.
It's not?
Nope.
All right. My number two is Summertime Sadness by Lana Del Rey. And specifically the Cedric Gervais remix. I like a good remix.
Oh.
And I love the original version of this by Lana Del Rey. But I love this one. It fits the story, Caleb. So this is at the point in the love story that the heartbreak has set in and you're going out with your friends to, you know, try to get him off your mind, and you're just having fun. You're being carefree because otherwise you're going to be at home crying. And so I like this song. It's, you know, it's kind of talking about the fact that summer hasn't ended yet, but everyone knows it's coming, right?
Yep.
And the relationship is unraveling or already unraveled. So it's like a bittersweet feeling. It's kind of, you're being a little nostalgic before it's even completely over. And so this is kind of, you know, I guess this would put you maybe in the last, you know, middle to last week of August as far as summer goes. But yeah, love Lana Del Rey. And this song makes me think of middle August. I don't know.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I never heard this the remix version. I mean, I obviously know the original, but I didn't heard the remixed one. So, dancing in the club in August, right?
That's right.
So, my number two. This song came out this year in 2026, and our topic way back in March 30th was our current favorite songs, and I brought up this band a couple times on my list, and it's a band that keeps popping up that I keep listening to over and over, and their different songs and collabs, and this is just one of my favorite kind of new songs that's out that's kind of got a fun summer vibe to it. And it is Trying to Be Cool by Hilo Jack featuring Lawrence, who, again, Lawrence is the band that I talked about back in March, who I just have been loving all of their stuff. And this is just like a perfect song, perfect summer song for me. And yeah, it's just a vibe.
I never heard this song either.
Yeah, it's not very old. I think it came out maybe in February, maybe. I don't know the exact date, but
that sounds a little familiar.
Yeah. It definitely is Lawrence vibe musically, and then you got some rapping and some, yeah, Lawrence comes in and stuff. It's just, yeah, I just really love this song.
Where did you hear this? Where'd you find this?
Just following the band on the old interwebs. Yep. They posted about it a few months back, and I just, yeah, I really like this song. They've done a couple different collabs with this Hilo Jack guy. Okay. and they've been good. I like a lot of them, but this one's my favorite one and kind of fits that summer vibe feel. So
yeah, cool. Yeah, I know Lawrence a little bit, but I've never heard of Hilo Jack or the other person who's credited here. But cool, that's a good one. I like it. Good summertime feel.
Yeah, you
know, just kind of groovy and
put you in a nice mood.
Yeah. Cool. So this is your I Found This Before Everyone Else song.
Sure. There you go.
That seems like that would be a popular song.
Yeah, I'm surprised Lawrence isn't as popular as what I would think of how good of music they put out.
Is he indie?
But, you know. Well, so it's that brother-sister duo. Their last name is Lawrence. So it's a brother and sister together. And then they're, you know, obviously they have other members. But, yeah. So I don't know what you would label them as. I'm with you. I'm not really good with labeling genres or that kind of stuff.
There's like, so much crossover.
I just like what I like. I don't really care what genre you put it in.
Yeah. Before we get into our number ones,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe I did put out submissions. I did put out some for some submissions. Let's see if anybody made any comments. I think I just got one. Summer Nights by Van Halen.
I don't know that one.
My friend Matt from Ann Arbor plays
No one
softball.
Did like School's Out.
Let's play it. Summer Nights. Do you know this song?
Not yet.
It's a long intro. We're going to skip to the words.
Nope. Don't know the song.
I mean, it sounds like Van Halen.
Yeah. Yes. No, I don't. Like I said, I only would know like their real popular songs. I wouldn't know their B-side songs or anything.
Get to the chorus. Come on, let's go. Where's the chorus? Is this it? No.
Come on, David Lee. Get there.
Well, yeah.
They're Hot for Teacher, right? Isn't that Van Halen? Right? Hot for Teacher?
I do not know.
Come on.
I don't know if this song has a chorus.
Yeah, Hot for Teacher is Van Halen. That's what I thought. It's like the only Van Halen song I probably think of.
Yeah, I don't think this song has a chorus. Summer Nights in my radio. Yeah.
Yep.
Never heard of it. Sounds fun.
Nope. I used to do. Yeah. It sounds Van Halen-y.
Sounds like Van Halen.
For sure.
Van Halen's
sounds
good.
Like David Lee Roth.
Yeah. Good 80s music.
Yep.
When did that come out? 86. Yeah. I was a little too young for Van Halen, but I appreciate the music.
Nobody else put anything else down, though?
I guess not. I did put it out a little late, too. And
it's okay.
I also put out a call for a voicemail, so maybe someone's... Oh, I don't want to do that. No. I'll edit out the part where I'm checking my inbox and not finding any...
Okay. Got it.
Don't want anybody to feel sorry for me. It's fine. I'll cry later, okay?
Only ads for hair growth.
This next segment brought to you by Hims.
By Hims.
All right, on to our number ones.
Okay, to finish your love story.
Yep. We got to land this love story.
Do they break up? Do they stay together? What do they do?
I'm sad to tell you, Caleb, that they
summer
break
loving.
Up. The song is Summer's Ending Soon by The Midnight. It's at the end of their most current album, Syndicate, came out last year.
Okay.
And so this is just like, this is the closure part. This is where you realizing summer's over, the relationship is over. Yep. This is the closing credit song, looking back, you know, on the memories instead of, you know, living in it and still trying to fix something that's not there anymore.
Yep.
The thing I love about The Midnight in general is they kind of do this nostalgic retro wave music, and so they're really good at looking back. Anyway, so this is the driving home at the end of the final goodbye. Bonfire of summer, where you kissed her and you said, "Well, maybe I'll see you next summer or something," and the relationship ends, but not with anger, but you know, because simply summer couldn't last.
Has to end.
Yep. So, this is the inner peace at the end where like I enjoyed it for what it was, and I'm moving on. So yeah,
this is when Bluey realizes Jean-Luc's family left vacation, right?
Exactly.
For those Bluey fans out there.
Yep. Love The Midnight, and I love any excuse to force The Midnight on other people who wouldn't otherwise hear The Midnight. So
seems like
evangelizing for The Midnight.
Seems like there should be some consent involved with The Midnight, apparently.
Nope. The consent you gave was downloading this episode.
There you go. So my number one, I was first introduced to this song from a Ted Lasso episode, actually. I had never heard that song until I heard it on Ted Lasso, and I went, I don't know what that song is, but I need to find it. And for me, it's like just the perfect summer song. And for some reason, it is the second song on my playlist that involves Sunday. I don't know why. I guess Sunday and summer have the same general vibes. But it's sure. Sunday Best by The Surface. So this came out in 2019. Ever since I heard it on the Ted Lasso show, I've loved this song. I listen to it over and over. And for summer, it's like my go-to summer song. It just puts me in such a good mood, and yeah, I just love this song.
Yeah, it's got to be one of the happiest songs.
Yeah, it's just got that summer vibe, and yeah, I'm feeling good. You know,
yeah,
hey, that's the first.
I mean, I think yeah, I definitely remember it from Ted Lasso, and also from like TikTok and Reels.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good song.
Yep.
Summer.
I mean, can you just picture yourself sitting in a nice chair by the beach, drinking a beverage of some sort, and just getting warm and sandy, and then jumping in the water to cool off. Yep.
Love it. Cool. Well, those were our top fives. Did you have any honorable mentions?
Again, I could pretty much do any Jack Johnson song. I did have Sitting, Waiting, Wishing. Jack Johnson is a good one. Again, Surfaces, you could probably do most of their stuff too, because it's kind of that summer vibe. But Grace by Surfaces is another really fun, great one that I enjoy listening to. And then my final one is Do You Remember? It's Chance the Rapper featuring Death Cab for Cutie, another crazy collab that not think goes together. But that song is so good, and it just is like the perfect summer song for me. So those are my three. I mean, there are more, but those are just the three extra ones that I had thrown on there that just didn't quite make the list.
Cool. I mean, I'm trying to pull mine up. I didn't put them in my notes.
Are you asking AI or?
Well, that I did put them in there at one point to help me order them. So I was wondering if maybe I deleted them out of my notes when I put them in there. Oh, yeah. No, this is not them. No, don't just generate some for me.
Stop trying to solve my problems.
Don't give me information unless it's the information that is correct. All right. Well, I know that one of them was Malibu by Miley Cyrus. That's just got a good chill song sound to it. I had the new song by Olivia Rodrigo, The Cure, which is, it's kind of a sad song.
Wait, that's the name of the song by Olivia Rodrigo?
Called The Cure. And,
oh, okay.
And basically she broke up with this guy and his favorite band was The Cure. And so
that's what I was wondering if you were talking about that. Okay.
The song was called The Cure. And then one of the other songs, she had the guy, the lead singer from The Cure, collab with her in the song. And so it's like a deep burn on her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend, nice. I should say. But, yep, that was one. And then, I feel like there was one other one that just fell off. But yeah, those are the big ones that I thought of, but, nice. Yeah, so that was summer songs and that was my pick. So do you have any ideas? Have you thought about what you'd want to do next week?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Let me ponder unless you have a suggestion you want to throw out there, but
nope.
I don't have anything off the top of my head and I was trying to think of something and nothing struck my fancy. So,
okay.
I will have something by tomorrow or Saturday at the latest.
All right. Sounds good. Well, anything else to say? Got any funny jokes?
Nope. Not that I can think of. I mean, you know, you can always come up with lame dad jokes, but no.
Do you remember Joel Hamstra that used to work with me?
Yeah. Yep.
That was one thing we always would do when we're working on job sites.
End with a joke.
We'd be working on weird, you know, job sites. We'd be, you know, around homeowners or we'd be around other contractors. And you'd have that moment where you're just meeting somebody and something's awkward. Like there's some big generational gap or there's some awkward reason that you're not just chatting. And so our thing was always, you got any jokes? Just tell people randomly, got any jokes? And
did you ever get any good jokes?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, good.
I can't remember any of them, but...
Exactly.
The joke was asking someone randomly if they had any jokes. And it was always like, most of the time, it was just like a conversation starter.
Yeah.
You know, the person...
I always struggle with that when people are like, you got any jokes? I'm like, oh, man, you put me on the spot. I'm not... It's not going to happen.
Yeah. So anyway... Well, since we don't have any jokes, let's get out of here. What do you think?
Okay. That'll work. Send us in your jokes. And,
Yeah, tell us your jokes.
Top five jokes for next week.
Ooh. Is that what we're doing?
No. That'd be so hard to do. How do you even do that?
Knock knock jokes. Top five jokes.
Top five dad jokes.
Ooh.
Yep. I mean, we could.
Yeah. No, we don't have to. We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right.
Stay tuned, everybody. Send in your suggestions of topics, too, so we can add to our list.
Yeah. And jokes.
And jokes.
Thanks for listening to the High Five Podcast. We'd love to hear what your high fives would be or what you thought of ours. You can find us on Facebook or email us at thehighfivepodcast@gmail.com. Or just say hi if you know us in real life. And a big thank you to our friend Trevor Durheimer for the awesome intro and outro music. See you next time!
everybody, and we'll catch you next time.
Yep. Have a good one, everybody.